Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another wonderful Positive Vibe Show. I am Jackie, your host, the Positive Lady. And today, I am talking about love, one of my favorite subjects to talk about, because it is a widely abused thing, love. Love is so abused, and also love is so misunderstood. And you're welcome to call into the show at 718-664-6507. And I'm going to talk to you briefly about love. And I like, you know, like I say, I've never seen something that was so abused. So abused. Love. And see, and the thing is, if people, to me, now you may not agree with me, but to me, if people truly was in love, if people truly knew what love was, I believe it wouldn't be a lot of divorces. There's a lot of people now, don't get it twisted. There's a lot of people that do know love and experiencing true love and haven't given up on love because they had some bad apples and bad experiences with marriages and relationships found in this definition of love. Love is a commitment. Love is an unconditional commitment to an imperfect person. And I don't care what anybody say, you're not going to find a perfect person. They may be perfect to you, but there's not perfect people. They're just not. It goes on to say, love is an unconditional commitment to an imperfect person. To love somebody isn't just a strong feeling. It is a decision, a judgment, and a promise. And I agree with that. See, a lot of people got love mixed up with lust. They do. See, lust and love is totally different. See, when you lust in love, it's going to end up fizzling out. That's why a lot of people break up talking about the thrill is gone. Yeah, because that is what you base your love on and feelings on. And I know maybe some instances, some cases, people grow apart and different things. But if you really is committed to your partner, your marriage, you are going to have that unconditional commitment to that person. Not when the, when, see, you know, when you love somebody, you know, it's through the good and bad. You know, your mate see you without makeup. They see you at your worst. They may see you when you crying and boo-hooing. They see you when you're not all dressed glamorous. They see your imperfections. But yet, they are there, just like you do the same thing with them. Not just when, you know, the sparks is not sparking like they want. You got to make the sparks continue to spark. See, you just don't get with somebody, marry somebody, and just expect the marriage to fix itself and just run itself. You have to work at your relationship. you have to work at staying in love and being happy and having a happy marriage and having a happy relationship. It's not going to do it itself. You have to do it. And I think if more people realize, just like this post on this, what this post is saying, love is an unconditional commitment to an imperfect person. Nobody's perfect. I don't care how beautiful they dress, how beautiful they look, how much money they got in their bank account, all that. Nobody's perfect. I don't care if they got a 5-block home. Nobody's perfect. People have to realize, and a lot of people when they get married, you know, people true colors start coming out. You know, you're living with that person now. So you're finding out a lot of things. You know, just not perfect. You're finding out that that man or woman you married is not perfect. But love is an unconditional commitment to an imperfect person. Love is just not an emotion. And as I always say, love is not a toy. We treat it like it's a toy. It's not. It is not a toy that you take out of your toy box and play with it. And when you're done, you put it back. And that's what a lot of people do. And one of the key things that people need to know about love is the first person you got to love is yourself. Because if you are all jacked up, don't know how to love, experience rejection, never been taught about love, never had any good love examples in your family, you know. I mean, the first thing is you got to love yourself. And then you can expect somebody to love you. You'll be able to accept love and to be loved and to give love back. Some people don't know how to love. They think they do. Sex is not love. Definitely not. To some people it is, but that's not love. I like what this other poster say. Love is when two people touch each other's soul. Love is honesty and trust. Love is helping one another. Love is mutual respect. Love means that differences can be worked out. Love is reaching your dreams together. Love is the connections of two hearts. I love that. Now, that sums it up. I don't even need to say anything else. I just want you to know, me, Jackie, the Father Vibe Show today, don't give up on love. And if you're looking for love, get yourself ready for love. There's too many people that's jacked up. No, you're not going to be perfect, but you know what I mean. You need to get things together before someone come in your life to love. Think about it. Are you somebody is ready to love? Ask yourself that. If not, get it together and get yourself ready. I tell my niece that all the time, and she laughs. I say, get ready to meet your husband. Be ready. She laughed. I said, I'm serious. Because ain't nothing worse than getting jacked up, getting hooked up with some jacked up, emotional, messed up person. Get yourself together. You're not perfect, but you know what I'm saying, as I've already stated. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to another Positive Vibe show. I'm Jackie, the host. Love is real. Love do exist. You can make the excuses all you want that it don't. I'm sorry for the ones that had bad experiences, but there's true love out there for everybody. And a lot of us need to change our perspective, the way we think love is, because a lot of us got it all wrong. I'm going to say this again. I like what this said. What is love? Love is when people touch each other's soul. Love is honesty and trust. Love is helping one another. Love is mutual respect. And as I had started to say, I pray and hope everyone find true love, because it does exist. Love is real, and it's for everybody. God gave us love. He gave us these emotions. He gave us love, and love is real. And I pray and hope, as I said, you find someone to love, because they do exist. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Love into your life. Stop pushing it away. Welcome, welcome, love into your life, because it's for you. I want to thank you for listening to a Positive Vibe show again. I'm Jackie, the host. Thank you for listening.